let us begin this service by singing 207, 1, 2, and 3. 207. God is known among his people. Every mouth his praise filled. From of old he has established his abode on Zion's hill. Number 207, 1, 2, and 3. First, I read to you the 12 articles of faith. I believe in God the Father, Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Further, we read to you out of God's holy word, the book Genesis, the 49th chapter, the first part. Genesis 49. And Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Gather yourselves together and hear, ye sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel your father. Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength. The excellency of dignity and the excellency of power, unstable as water, thou shalt not excel. Because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, then defilest thou it, he went up to my couch. Simeon and Levi are brethren, instruments of cruelty are in their habitations. O my soul, come not thou into the secret, unto the assembly, mine honor, be not thou united. For in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they digged down a wall. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and the wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemies. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He stooped down, he couched as a lion, and as an old lion who shall rouse him up. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, unto Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Binding his foal unto the vine, and his ass colt unto the choice vine. He washed his garments in vine, and his clothes in the blood of grapes. His eyes shall be red with wine, and his teeth white with milk. Thus far. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Grace, mercy, and peace be given, and richly multiplied unto you from God the Father, and Christ Jesus our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord, at this we can say nothing else than only in thy long suffering and in thy tender mercy, in thy loving kindness, that we are spared till this evening of this Sabbath day, and that thy hand made it well with the weather too, that from the morning to the evening that there was no hindering outwardly, that we could not come up to thy house, because we are so dependent of thee in everything. We have to realize that time and again, that we are nothing, totally nothing in ourselves. And now for the third time in this Sabbath day, that thou walkest behind us and our children and grandchildren with that voice from heaven, this is the way, walk ye therein. Oh, that it may please thee to break our heart in pieces by the irresistible power of the Holy Spirit, and to make us receptive in this evening for thy word that shall come unto us. 'Tis possible that it is for the last time in our life that we speak thy word, but also for the last time that we will hear it. There is only a step between us and death, and the necessity to be reconciled with God through Christ and to his blood and righteousness, the very important thing of our life. The world passes away with all the lust thereof, and there is no satisfaction in the whole world. 'Tis only to be found in thee, the fountain of eternal life. And thou art the Lord Jesus, that fountain that never shall be emptied, but that always is full for an empty sinner. And for those that have learned in their life to hunger and thirst after Christ and after his righteousness, Lord, open in this evening thy word and testimony for our mind and for our heart, and that the excellency of Christ Jesus may be revealed and be preached in this evening amongst us, and over the length and over the breadth of the earth in the mission fields, amongst the heathens and that Jewish people that still is denying Christ as a Savior of the world who came in the fullness of time. Lord, fulfill thy promises given to that people and given to thy church, because thou shalt fulfill them and establish them till the end of the world, that it took place also in this evening amongst us. Grant unto us in token for good that we receive something from thee out of thy fullness this evening, that our hearts be rejoiced in the Lord, and that we find all our strength and salvation only in him. Lord, gladden the hearts of thy people in this evening. They cannot give anything to themselves. They find it out more and more how helpless that they are. And there are times in their life the world is nothing to them, but they receive ook nothing from the Lord for their soul. And then all men wretched, nobody so bad as it is with them. But Lord, remember them in this evening. Give him provision on their pathway through the wilderness and desert of this world, and strengthen them by the almighty power of the Most High God, and that the Lord be with them as a strength and a refuge also in the week that lay before them. Thou knowest the manifold needs and wants, personal, but also for our families. And thou hast said in thy word, acknowledge me in all thy ways, and I shall direct all your paths. Remember all the sick and afflicted, young and old, great and small. We commend them are they thrown in hospitals and other places. Remember them in thy tender mercy. Bring them back to their dear families, also another child that will be operated at the end of this week. made it well also with that child, and with other ones who are laying there in their homes, with so much pain by day and by night, that thy eyes were open over them, and that their eyes were upon thee, from whence is come all their help. Remember the nation, with all those that rule over us, humble us together under thy almighty hand. Remember all the widows and orphans and widows amongst us and outside of us. Spread out thy wings over those that need thy help, outwardly and inwardly. Give all thy servants what they need to proclaim that everlasting gospel. And give also us in this evening some edifying words to speak in our congregation, and that the love of Christ constrains us, and that the necessity to be comforted and reconciled with thee must bind also upon our heart to bring it out, and to lay it before young and old, great and small. Lord, remember us with the pardoning and remission of all our sins, for Christ's sake only. Amen. Number 182. 182. O Zion, 'tis thy God's command that thou in strength securely stand. O God, confirm and strengthen still thy purposes in us fulfill. Number 182. Thank you. tekst voor deze evening is in Genesis 49, verse 8. Genesis 49, verse 8. Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemies. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. Thus far. The subject and the importance contents of this text this evening are the first words of this text. Judah, thou art he. In the first place, God's voice. In the second place, God's choice. And in the third place, God's dominion. The verse of my text are spoken by Father Jacob when he lay on his deathbed. That is something that means much. When he come on our deathbed and laying before the gates of death, then we have to consider that the end of life is near. And a deathbed that is most of the time different, much different as that we have a sick bed. Because we can be sick, serious sometime, very serious, but still that there is hope that we recover and that we come back into life. But if we come on our deathbed, then it is a different story. Then life that lays behind us, and we have to realize that it now become a reality for us. And in such a time that it becomes reality, then we hear sometime on a deathbed, at the deathbed, confessions of sin and of guilt, and words are spoken that such persons have never done in their whole life. That realization, congregation, life is no more before us, but life that lays now behind us. That is the reason that when Jacob lay at his deathbed, that he had spoken words that he never had done before. That he had laid open there things that almost nobody knows in the world. And There is something else involved too. At the deathbed, then we are no more our own boss. And that was also with Jacob. However, the deathbed of Jacob, that was a pulpit. And it was not Jacob, but it was Israel who was speaking there. Hearken unto Israel, your father. And what is now the meaning of that? That when Jacob lay at his deathbed, there came nothing in between of himself. You read in the word of God about that Jacob, that he wrestled with the Lord. On Peniel, his whole life, that was as a wrestling. But a life full of disappointments. That Jacob, he had tried for 147 years to recollect his own life. A long time. But what do you see now in the life of that Jacob? That the Lord, he took away from him everything upon he was relying. And what the highest place had in his heart. He was fighting 40 years to receive Leah as Rachel as his wife. 40 years. And if Laban had said, you have to work 40 years more, then he had done it. Because that was the way that he desired. And you know what a trouble that that woman had brought in his life. That Rachel that had given Jacob a hard life. And in Genesis 35, then the Lord, he took her away by the hand of death when she brought into this world Benjamin 16 years later as that Joseph was born. It was for that Jacob a deep way. But of course the Lord permitted him to have still two children of that Rachel. And then after that Rachel died, then that Jacob, he built all his hope upon those two children, Joseph and Benjamin. And he was all the time busy, humanly speaking, to erect an altar for them. But the Lord took away Joseph for 17 years. He had to lose even Benjamin. The brothers have to bring him to Egypt too. and as a wonder of God's grace and goodness, then finally he received those children back. And still, there was in his mind all the time something to give those two children of Rachel a highest place in the world. Oh, it cost something, people, to bring us to an end. That cost something. I know it is for the Lord one moment, but for God's people it takes some time, their whole life, to come to the right place for ourselves. And I have not to tell you, people, this evening, but is laying in between. No. There are only two who knows that. And that is the Lord, and that is that people. And now when Jacob came, laying on his deathbed, that became for him the place that his restless soul found rest in God at his deathbed. All the time restless, restless. And an impossibility to bow with his whole heart under the sovereignty of the Lord. But the Lord had granted that privilege to that Jacob. And now all his children were standing round about his deathbed. Reuben, he was also the one that came, of course, at first. And in regard that he was the first one that came into the world, he must have a right to his first birthright. But it was not laid away for him. Jacob, he said, Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power. And then it comes, unstable as water. Thou shalt not excel, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed. Then devilest thou it. He went up to my couch. That lewd life of that man, that was the reason that he lost his first birthright. He was at the deathbed of Jacob, placed outside of it. What a thought. And then Simeon and Levi, they came in the second place. They were brethren, but instruments of cruelty are in their habitation. O my soul, come not thou into their secret, unto the assembly, mine honor. be not thou united, for in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they digged down a wall. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. And now you can realize, congregation, that Jacob, he was looking, laying at his deathbed, for a moment that he could say to one of his children that they have received the right to the first birthright. But the first three, they were not worthy to receive it. But then, when Judah came there, then he said, thou art he, Judah. And God's voice was heard at that present time. It was not Jacob, no. Because if the Lord had laid it in his hand, then he had waited till he came to Joseph and to Benjamin. But God's voice, that was God's choice. And Jacob, he could do nothing else. He said, Judah, thou art he. You know, when that boy was born, then there came a difference in the heart of Leah too. Because every time that she brought a child in the world, then she hoped and she was longing that Jacob would become friendly towards her, that he would conquer the heart of that Jacob, because you read in the Bible very clear, people, that Jacob, he did not love that Leah, but he hated her. And then a woman that lay in God's good pleasure from all eternity, you would say, how can it be? But you see that also in the life of Isaac, that Isaac, if it was in his hand to bless one of his sons, then he had blessed Esau and not Jacob. There you can make up, congregation, that we always wrong in all our life. But when that fourth boy was born out of Leah, then she said, this time I shall praise the Lord. And what was now the meaning that that woman said, now I shall praise the Lord? Became that woman now indifferent towards her husband, Jacob? Came she now in a condition that she said, now it bothered me nothing, whether that Jacob stepped upon me or that he kissed me? No, no, so it was not. Because it was a woman that feared the Lord. And when the fear of the Lord is in our heart, then we cannot do what the world is doing. The Lord, he had made from all eternity a separation, and he made a separation here in the world and in the time, and it shall be revealed here in the world that God's people is a seed blessed by the Lord. No, it was no indifference, but that Leah was privileged to surrender her life their whole life in the hand of the Lord. And that woman, when she said that, called that boy Judah, "This time I shall praise the Lord." Then their eyes were already opened for Christ, for that promised Messiah, that he would be born out of that Judah. Because you can realize, congregation, that the solution for God's people in life and in death, that is only in Christ and in no one else. In that only name that is given under heaven, whereby that we must be saved. And now that Jacob, did he say these words with joy and with gladness in his heart? Yes. Yes. The Lord, congregation, made never mistakes in his life. No. The Lord, he is perfect and righteous in all his ways. And at that moment, at that moment, that he said, "Judah, thou art he," then he lost Joseph and Benjamin. He lost Rachel too. He lost everything, and he came in God's free and sovereign pleasure. Thus, in other words, flesh and blood was crucified there. It was no more Jacob, but it was the Lord himself who was speaking through that Jacob. "Judah, thou art he." And now I say to you this evening, God's voice, but also God's choice. And we all know the life of Judah. He had hindered, that's true, that the other boys, that they not kill Joseph. Judah was the one that gave advice to sell Joseph, thus to protect his life. But further, when he was a widower, and what happens with his daughter-in-law, with Tamar, we all know it. It was a sin that he committed, that righteously, in accordance to the law, that he must be burned up. And not only be burned up here in this world, in life, in his conscience, but be cast away in that eternal fire. A dark page in the life of that Judah. But that now the Lord said at the deathbed of Jacob, "Judah, thou art he." The 12 sons of Jacob, but especially that Judah. And there it comes out, people, that it is not for any merits that is in men that we blessed by the Lord, and that we shall receive Christ as our portion for time and for eternity. And above that word, "Judah, thou art he," there you see the glistering and the brightness of the sovereignty of the Lord. And that man had to say nothing. "Judah, thou art he."
And now Christ came here in the world, in the fullness of time. And he was called by the Pharisees, a friend of publicans and sinners. And indeed, congregation, indeed, he came for that kind of people in the world. And the mothers, out of whom he was born, the Christ, Tamar, Rahab, Bathsheba, the wonders of the sovereign grace of the Lord. No, in no ways that we would say sin and go through in your sin, no, because our sins that brings us in hell, and it have brought Christ on the cross. And there is nothing worse in the world than sinning against an holy and a righteous God. In my last trip to the West, I was called to visit a widow, an old widow. I never have seen her in my whole life. I don't know her at all. And she had desire to talk to me personally. And that happens. And then she says something to me out of her former life. She was in the 80s already. But she said what I have done when I was young. When I was young. Oh, she said, it is still burning in me. I know that there is forgiveness. And the Lord had not left himself unwitness to me in my life. But still, it is cast before my feet, time and again. And I thought so much about it when I left that woman. All, if we realize, congregation, boys and girls, think about this. You are so young. But think about it, boys and girls. What a danger, and how danger it is to sin against the Lord. You have heard this morning that the devil is a murderer from the beginning. And even that God's people receive grace from the Lord, but they are still murdered by the devil. Under the allowance of the Lord, so many times in their life. In the children, in the grandchildren. Because the Lord, he pays out everybody faithful. And if he could forget it, but no. When the Lord forgave the sins of his people, then he cast them behind him in a sea of forgetfulness.
But there is one he never forgets, and it is the devil. And he brings that time and again in remembrance of them. But now, the sovereign grace of the Lord, Judah, thou art he. Out of you, Judah, shall born the Christ. The praise of the Father, the praise of the angels, the praise of God's people, and the praise of all God's children, one as well as the other, and to all eternity they shall sing, thou hast bought us with the price of thy precious blood. Judah, thou art he. And now through that Christ, God's good pleasure, that shall go through till the end of the world in the forgiveness of their sins and in the restoration, in the fellowship and communion with the Lord. And the devil, he cannot break it. And the devil, he cannot hinder it. No, Judah, thou art he. And now that Judah, that was only a type of Christ. There is many things in the prophecy of Judah that came out in the life of Judah and of David, because David was also out of the tribe of Judah. But it is referring further. It refers to that Christ coming in the flesh and breaking in the power of Satan and bruising the head of Satan, and that God's people shall be delivered out of the dominion and jurisdiction, and that they shall fear the Lord, that they shall walk in his ways, and that the devil shall have never and never under the dominion. Judah, thou art he. This Christ born in Bethlehem manger, he lay as a child there, you know. We hope to hear it soon if the Lord spared us. But the scepter is in his hand, and the dominion is laying upon his shoulder. And he shall conquer death and hell and sin. And he shall bring his people in that state of blessedness and felicity to honor and to praise the Lord soon, forever and forever. As we sing now together, number 241. Who in the heavenly dwellings fair can with the Lord himself compare? Or who among the mighty shares the likeness that Jehovah bears? Number 241, the stanzas 5 and 6. now, congregation, the text said, Jude, thou art he. And that refers in the life of that Jude to his dominion that he received. Jude, he was always in the Old Testament the first tribe in the service of the tabernacle, in fighting towards the Canaanites. You see that in Judges 1, verse 1 and the 2 verse. When they go through Jordan, then that Judah with his banner that was first, and that was for that God-fearing people, that was the security and the guarantee that Israel would never come under the power of their enemies. No. In Egypt, they could command it, the boys to cast in the Nile. Nebuchadnezzar, he kept that people 70 years. 70 years in Babel, in captivity. And it was never his idea to give him ever permission to go back. But Chorus came and he opened the doors for that people. And then after Malachi, 400 years, there was no prophet. So dark, that you would say, what shall be the end of that people? What shall be the end? But the angel Gabriel, he was sent by the Lord to Nazareth, to Mary, and to announce to her that out of her that Messiah would be born. Oh, congregation, what do we believe of the providence of the Lord? What do we believe of the attributes of the Lord? We have heard it this evening again. I believe in God the Father, the Almighty Maker of heaven and earth. And now, oh, I will not say weeks and months, no. But I will say to you this evening, 5 minutes to believe that the Lord reigns. You did, thou art he. Christ, thou art he. Jesus Christ is yesterday, today, and forever the same. And the gates of hell shall never prevail against the church of God. To believe, to have that in exercise, that give rest in our heart and peace in our soul. That blessing, you that thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise, and thy hand shall be in the neck of their enemies, and thy father's children shall bow down before thee. It's the first part that refers to the enemies of Christ. to the totally enemies of Christ. And the last part that refers to God's people, that are Father's children, born out of God. And they shall bow down before Him. That becomes the salvation, people. That becomes the salvation to bow before Him. There are moments in their life they would give everything that they had in their life to bow in truth and uprightness before Him. Everything. Oh, they realize, people, we lay many times on our knees. Oh, yes. I hope you too. I hope you too, mother. And children. I hope so. But many times you have to stand up. Better happens nothing. Better happens nothing. And that you must say, Lord, I lay there outwardly. But the knees of my heart were not bowed before Thee. But now the promise that all the father's children, mother's children that are enemies, the children of her mother, they were against me in the Song of Solomon. But father's children, that is God's people, that are the chosen ones of the Lord. And they shall bow before Him. And that is the dearest and the lovest work in the life, to bow before Him. But now thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemies. And if you think about that Judah, the tribe of Judah, and later on, under the dominion of David, how many kingdoms were there at that time that David laid his hand be in the neck of his enemies, one after the other. In the power of the Most High God, and that all through Christ, people, because Paul, he said in Romans 8, verse 37, we are all conquerors, more than conquerors, in Him who has loved us. And now for God's children, there are many times that the enemies grasp in the neck. Oh, yes. Maybe there is people in my midst today that was in trouble with that. That was in trouble with it. That they have said so many things to that people. So many things. But, Judah, thou art He. And on Calvary's cross, there He fighted with the devil. There He overcome the devil. And there He triumphed over all the powers and principalities of hell. And that is laid away in the future of all God's dear children. Therefore fear thou not, O worm of Jacob, and O people of Israel. And it goes here through many tribulations, oh yes. Sometimes then we think, tis too much. Sometimes we are in fear that it shall cost our life even. But no, there is help laid up by one that is mighty, that is almighty. Judah, thou art He. And that now all the salvation and conquering and future that now all lays in that Christ, children of God, that it fill our heart with joy and with gladness. And that we look forward for the day that we will hear again unto thee is born that Jesus, that Savior,
in the city of David, and that we behold that shelter in that inn, as the shepherds were privileged. Oh, what would it be on Christmas that have more value, people, than 110,000 cars that he received, really. Because to behold that Christ, that is everything, and to embrace by him, and that we embraced him, what a blessing by true faith. The Lord gave us a preparation for Christmas, and he made us receptive for the commemoration of him as he came in the fullness of time. But my uncomforted fellow travelers, to the great and ever-ending eternity, if we never shall learn to bow our knees, what shall it be terrible to fall once in the hands of a living God? Oh, boys and girls, men and women, go not through in your evil and sinful ways, but that you may learn to bow with all that is in you before the Most High God, and that it become in your heart and in your life, as that blind Bartimaeus, Lord, Son of David, have mercy upon me. 'Tis still the day of grace and the day of salvation. Oh, think about in the week that started now. Not to live only for the world and in the world, and in permitting and committing all kind of sin after the lust of the flesh, but that our life be in the fear of the Lord, and that we seek him while he is to be found, and to call upon him while he is near. Amen. Lord, bless thy word and testimony that we have spoken in this Sabbath day, which was read in the midst of the congregation. It is full of shortcomings. We are convinced of it. But Lord, that it be blessed and be sanctified. 'Tis possible that we never come back to this place, that in the coming week that it shall be eternity for us. Oh, that we may meet thee, not unreconciled and unprepared, but prepare us together to meet thee in righteousness and in peace. Remember the whole congregation with offers bearers. Remember our school with the teachers and the children. Look upon the families in all the difficulties, in all the needs and in all the wants, and strengthen us together in every way. Lord, we commend one another at the throne of grace. Look upon us and prepare us to meet thee in righteousness and in peace. For Christ's sake only. Amen. Number 422. Thou art, O God, our boast, the glory of our power. 422, the second stanza we start with.
I have not announced something. In the first place, that the Lady Zaid and Esther Guild will gather this week in school. In the second place, that the shelter of Van Kempen will be operated at the end of this week. And finally, that Brother Durr has declined as an elder. Receive now the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.